program, 7 after the hour. Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, Dr. Ken Kronhaus will join us in just a few moments for his weekly house call. Facts, important information, the latest from the world of medicine to keep you tuned up. In the meantime, which sex is happier, men or women?
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah, men.
Women.
Men?
No.
Women.
Absolutely women.
Right, we seem to have
no way.
Difference of opinion. So let us investigate, shall we? If Laura, Kate, Sarah, Roberta go out for lunch, they call each other Laura, Kate, Sarah, Roberta.
Mm-hmm.
If Mike, Dave, and John go out, they affectionately refer to each other as Fat Boy, Bubba, and Wild Man.
That's right.
All right, let's see here. When eating out, Bill arrives, Mike, Dave, and John throw in a 20, even though it's only for $32.50, none of them will have anything smaller, and none will actually admit that they want change back. When the girls go out for lunch, they get their bill. Out come the pocket calculators.
Exactly.
All right. Let's see here. Money. A man
pays
$2 for a $1 item that he needs. A woman will pay $1 for a $2 item she doesn't need, but it's on sale. All right. Let's see what happens in the bathroom with men and women. A man has 6 items: toothbrush, toothpaste, shaving cream, razor, bar of soap, and a towel. Average number of items in the typical women's bathroom is 337.
You've seen our shower in the apartment for me and Victoria. There are more hair products in there.
That's exactly why I thought this was appropriate, in fact. I have seen your bathroom. Let's see. In the argument department, Richie, a woman has the last word in any argument. Anything a man says after the beginning of the argument is a new argument.
Right.
That works. When it comes to the future, a woman worries about the future until she gets a husband. A man never worries about the future until after he gets a wife. excuse me, on marriage.
That's pretty much me.
A woman marries a man expecting he will change, but he doesn't. A man marries a woman expecting that she won't change, but she does. Who are happier, men or women? A woman will dress up to go shopping, water the plants, empty the trash, answer the phone, read a book, get the mail. A man will dress up for weddings and funerals. That's it. When it comes to the offspring, woman knows all about her children. She knows about dentist appointments, their romances, their best friends, their favorite foods, their hopes and dreams. A man is vaguely aware of some short people living in his house.
That's true.
All right, so perhaps the thought that's important here, a married man ought to forget his mistakes. There's no use in two people remembering the same thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. So men are just happier, I would think, Roberta. 2-1 here.
No, I think women are happier.
You think so?
I think women are happier because they are more able to face reality than men are. Women will see a problem in a relationship or a medical problem and look to solve it. Yeah. Men will run away from it thinking that if they don't think about it or they pretend it's not there, it'll go away.
This is exactly why men are happier. They're clueless as to what is going on.
No, women are happier because they face reality.
And you don't face reality. You
overthink
it. Absolutely
we do. No, we don't overthink it. Men run away from it.
Yeah, men, definitely we run away from it.
Men run away from it.
But then you sit there and analyze it, and then you go, no. And then you reanalyze it, and then you're like,
we're looking for a solution. We're trying to find a solution.
Which you never find.
Somehow I think I've made my point.
Because you keep thinking about it and thinking about it.
But men think if they run away, if they have a medical problem, if they run away and they don't go to the doctor and pretend it doesn't exist.
We'll be dead and we won't have to face it anymore.
Right, exactly. Or if there's a problem in a relationship, they won't know anything is wrong until the woman finally. So the woman finally says, that's it, I'm out of here, I can't take this anymore.
And we won't have to deal with it anymore.
And then they sit there and they wonder, what happened?
Exactly. We are clueless, and therefore we are happier.
So clueless is better than reality.
Exactly.
Even
now
even if you ruin relationships and die.
But what you don't fail to understand is you're the one who cares about ruining the relationship.
Well, okay.
We are clueless. We just go,
Well, that's why there are two very, very, very active women in my church who dumped their husband and who are now a couple.
Very nice.
That's a good explanation.
Gotta love the Methodists.
Yeah. All right, I think I made my point here. Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us in a moment for some important medical updates here on Good Day.
I couldn't see them in my house, but they were there. Dust, mold, pet dander, and even pollen. They made me sneeze, they made my nose run, and they made my eyes itchy and watery. They made me miserable. But that was before Allegra. After Allegra, it was like all those indoor allergens moved out.
Only Allegra combines fast, non-drowsy, 24-hour relief of your toughest indoor allergies.
And it relieves my outdoor allergies, too.
Among OTC-branded antihistamines, starts working in hour one. Applies to first dose only. Use as directed. Learn more at Allegra.com.
If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy, your energy up,
come on, Mom, let's go!
Your eyes sharp now and down the road, or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist, multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum, plus additional support for your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs. Find your Centrum Specialist. New Centrum Specialist helps make nutrition possible.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambarin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambarin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambarin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambarin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambarin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Time now for Dr. Ken Kronhaus with his house call report for the week, starting out with information on your brain. This is pretty interesting, Ken, how if you keep your brain sharp, it affects your ability or lack of ability to get Alzheimer's. What does it mean, keeping your brain sharp?
Well, Doug, the thing that my patients are most concerned about, not so much preventing heart attacks, but preventing Alzheimer's disease. And the latest news about preventing Alzheimer's disease is out this week in the Archives of Neurology. People who challenge their brains throughout their lifetimes, and that's the news, throughout their lifetimes, through reading, writing, and playing games, they're less likely to develop protein deposits in the brain linked with Alzheimer's disease. People who stay mentally engaged beginning in childhood, and that's the news, and remain so throughout their lives, actually develop fewer amyloid plaques. And people who recently take up crosswords and other mental exercise do not appear to see much benefit. So it seems a whole lifetime of engaging in these activities has a bigger effect than being cognitively active just in older age. And that's thinking and remembering. This is what cognition is all about.
Well, but it doesn't hurt to try, even if you're getting older. It doesn't hurt.
Well, right? It doesn't help.
So
that's
says
the point.
Study.
You have to start in middle school.
Yeah. See, that's interesting. One study says one thing, another study says something else. But this is from a group of neurologists, so who knows whether it's got more. But you know, we've talked about this before. How you
I'm
add
just reporting
things.
The facts.
Yeah. I know. I understand that. I'm not criticizing you. I'm just saying that there is one story one day and then another story another
day.
Well,
this is the news. This is looking more at a whole lifetime that's never been looked at before.
Probably be a good idea for parents to be challenging their children's minds.
That's the key upshot of this study, that you have to start young if you really want to prevent Alzheimer's disease.
Well, another study that comes from New England Journal of Medicine this week focuses on heart health at the same time.
More interesting news about the whole life. People who reach midlife, Doug, without developing high blood pressure, diabetes, or other risk factors for cardiovascular disease, the number one killer of Americans, we're talking now about high cholesterol and smoking, are much less likely to have a heart attack or stroke by the age 80 than their less healthy peers. So it seems if you make it to middle age with an optimal profile, it's really like the fountain of youth for your heart.
All right, so here's the hat trick on this one about children's health and what it may predict about your future health.
This is fascinating. This is unexpected. This is out of the Journal of Pediatrics. We usually look at your parents to predict what's going on with yourself, but when children have high cholesterol or blood pressure, their parents may have increased risk of diabetes and heart disease down the road. So a 12-year-old's weight, cholesterol, and blood pressure helps to predict the odds of a parent developing heart disease, high blood pressure, or diabetes over the next three decades. And the findings suggest that screening kids could have the bonus of spotting at-risk parents.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with his overview of some of the important news from medicine, including what you cook with. This almost sounds like a duh. That is cooking with vegetable oils, olive oil, sunflower oil, that sort of thing. I guess you have to differentiate because some vegetables are better than others.
Well, it's not so much of a duh. The key here is frying, Doug, and this is out of the British Medical Journal, and this is good news for people who enjoy eating fried food, that cooking in olive or sunflower oil is not linked to heart disease or premature death. So it seems the type of cooking oil determines fried foods linked to heart disease and even death risk.
Really? If you do not sleep enough, if you worry, there's probably something for you to worry about. You hear these stories all the time. Here's another reason to try to get enough sleep.
Doug, you talk about the epidemic of obesity. The Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism may help explain why. And dealing with appetite is such a big deal here. Getting too little sleep can make you hungrier than normal and may lead to weight gain. In this study using functional MRI, it seems a specific brain region that plays a role in appetite shows more activation in response to food images after a night without sleep, Doug, than after a night of normal sleep. So adults, you need 7 to 8 hours of sleep per night. If you're obese, this may be the problem.
All right, final item having to do with those who swim.
This is more good news out of the American Journal of Cardiology. A dip in the pool can be good for your blood pressure on average. The swimmers starting the study, Doug, they were age 60. They had a systolic blood pressure, the upper number of 131 millimeters of mercury. 3 months later, it was 122 over the 12 weeks. The swimmers got in the pool 3 or 4 times a week, gradually working their way up to 45 minutes of swimming at a time.
It's moving the blood around. It would seem that helps to lower the blood pressure. Is that it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So there's some good news. All right. Lots of important news in Dr. Ken Kronhauser's house call here on Good Day.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
You've heard Ken and I talk a lot about cholesterol, and this new product from Italy called Cardiol has 9 natural ingredients that work together to reduce your cholesterol levels and help you lower the bad fats in your blood. To get Cardiol, it's pretty easy. You go online to Cardiol, C-A-R-D-I-O-L, Cardiol.net, and use the discount code Ken when you order online. Cardiol.net, C-A-R-D-I-O-L, or call them toll-free at 888-809-6424. Lower your risk of heart attack with Cardiol. 888-809-6424.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Christmas 2012.
Christmas time is here, and Christmas songs you love to hear. Thoughts of joy and hope and cheer, but mostly shopping, shopping, shopping.
Christmas time is here. The sleigh bells and the red nose deer. Songs and songs we love to hear, all played 1,000 times each year. Heard this same song 20 times, and it's only half
joy to Christmas time is here, and Christmas songs you love to hear.
Joy
and hope and cheer, but mostly shopping,
shopping, shopping. Christmas season starting sooner every year. It's October, stores with plastic Christmas trees. Ransack them all, shop until you lose your mind. Spike the eggnog, sit back and watch Rudolph Frosty's tiny tunnels. Here's a Christmas Charlie Brown, it's done.
Not going to do the kick line.
All you need is a tree, some lights, about 1,000 presents, wrap them up and pray for snow. Run to your closet, find your Christmas sweater, screaming carols all the way.
The reason we are playing,
these guys are so great,
is I let it go a little bit longer than I normally would have because, as Richie just suggested, they are great. And you got to wonder about the singing group. It's an a cappella group, Straight No Chaser. If they were somehow the inspiration for The Voice, because that's what The Voice is all about, right? A cappella singing.
They're the latest phenomenon, but you've had groups like Take Six be very popular in the mainstream, and then these guys were more of a kind of a niche phenomenon. But yes, absolutely, they were part of the influence of that show.
Okay, so the news about...
The Voice.
Isn't it The Voice that does the a cappella?
No.
What is it? X Factor?
No.
No, I think it's...
The Voice is the one with all of the pop stars who judged blindly, which is actually starting
Super Bowl. But that show, I remember I said I thought it was the only really good...
Yeah.
Because it had people of all ages and groups coming in. I thought that was The Voice. No?
No. Apparently let me look it up here. Hold on 1 second.
All right, you can do that while I tell you the story. Behind the story, it seems that...
The sing-off.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Dan Ponce is a general assignment reporter at WGN in Chicago. He's also the co-founder of this group, Straight No Chaser. He has a brother, Dan does, named Anthony. Anthony also works at a television station in Chicago.
Okay.
So Anthony Ponce is on WMAQ-TV, and Don Ponce is on WGN-TV.
Huh.
So a clever fellow in Chicago radio has put the two brothers together to start an afternoon talk show hosted by the two brothers who are reporters on two different television stations in Chicago. I think that sounds kind of
interesting.
Yeah. Guys, they look to be in their, what, mid to late 30s, maybe one of them's in his early 40s.
Somewhere around there, yeah.
Yeah. So it's an interesting. We're always looking for new ways of talking about the same old thing.
We're the Ponce brothers.
Have you noticed that? Yeah. What are they going to talk about, though? Are they going to talk about politics, what's going on in Chicago? What has?
I think it's an inside Chicago story.
It would be. I think it's sort of.
And how the media covers the big stories there, I think, is what their take is going to be.
And that would be interesting. Not unlike what's his face does such a terrible job of on CNN, Howard Kurtz.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, what drivel.
Yeah.
But these guys probably have a little life to them and aren't all stuck in the political stuff. Kind of reminds me of Geraldo Rivera. In a manner of speaking.
Right.
He's tried talk radio a couple of different times, not done so well, but he's got a new show that he's doing on the ABC stations, and I think that it may be his time, because people kind of like, and he won't do the same old stuff, at least I would hope he would
he's
do the same
different.
Old stuff. Yeah, he has a different take on things. He's got lots of energy. He certainly
and
has
he doesn't read everybody
attitude.
Else's report for his news report.
No,
he actually
right.
He's going to
be his story, which will make it, I think, unique. So it's a little behind the scenes in the biz. 28 after on Good Day.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once, there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed
her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome31.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome31.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome31.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome31.com. IncomeAtHome31.com. That's Income AT Home.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Fallen ill. She hasn't quite been herself this week, so we told her to go get some rest. Meanwhile, that leaves you in the capable hands of one R. McFadden.
I am here for you.
Who appears to be in the studio in our at our originating network, Radio America, in Washington. Roberta Fasanelli is here with us from New York City, where Lady Gaga's parents are opening a new restaurant.
Yes.
We have off and on talked about the President's State of the Union address, and whether or not we felt that we were better off having listened to him or listened to the responses, and it's all political, yada, yada, yada. Let's deal with some facts. And then let's look on the bright side of those facts. Shall we? You want to have a little reality check for people who are Roberta's age and my age, Richie's age, because we're all in the baby boomer generation. I'm at one end of it. He's at the other end of it. Roberta's in the middle of it.
Sometimes facts hurt.
I know. Well, let's see if I can make the facts that hurt.
I like the feel-good stuff.
Feel better. I'm going to bring you down, and I'm going to bring you up.
Okay.
Okay? Maybe I'll put the right inflection. I'm going to bring you down, and then I'm going to bring you up. How's that? Better?
Down.
Thank you.
Up.
Yeah. Kind of like my from my voiceover days. The people who are boomers were not really addressed well the other night, even though they are the people who vote. Did you get that sense? It was all about it was about those people who were looking for jobs, those people looking for education, yada, yada. It wasn't those people who were working. But the people who are in that are facing these realities like they can't retire. Or some people want to, and they can't. Some people wouldn't anyway. I'm there. Well, I couldn't retire anymore anyway. I might have. Had I stopped a couple of years ago, I might have been fine. However, this is the story of some people like Deborah Kulik, who is a professional biomedical chemistry researcher, University of Minnesota. She decided that she wanted to retire from university system, had her 30 years in, so she went out on her own. She started working for a private researcher in genome research. She lost her job, hasn't got enough money. She thought she did, but she didn't. She miscalculated. She needs to work full-time, can't find a job. And people like her, if you look between the lines or listen or somehow read between the lines from what the president was saying the other day about jobs and all this other stuff. The real truth is that the Department of Labor says a lot of people from the ages in the 50s and 60s, for the most part, early 50s to mid-60s, who want to work, cannot find a full-time job in their chosen careers. These, and this is not a new idea. This is something that has been a part of, at least as long as I can remember. When I got to the age of 50, I started asking, when I saw some of my friends getting fired, I thought to myself, why are they doing this? These people have all, they have 30 years of knowledge. Why wouldn't you want to have them working for you? They'll tell you how to save money, how to help your company, how to fix problems instead of hiring somebody who has no experience. It's kind of like the president, right? You hire somebody who doesn't have any experience, and you get a lot of messes. So I've always wondered why it is that maybe if you're an employer, is it just all about the money? You can help me understand that. Help all of us understand it. 800-510-8255. And the other thing that wasn't a part of the discussion the other night was the number of people on unemployment. You hear those numbers no more. You notice that?
Mm-hmm.
No more do we hear the average number of weeks that you are on unemployment.
Well, we did a few weeks ago when the number actually went down.
Well, here is, if you're on unemployment and you're from 55 to 65, you'll be on unemployment for over a year.
Wow.
That's the average. If you're 45, then you don't have a job, or you have to work at McDonald's, or you take what you can get.
Because you're off of unemployment, so now they just don't count you anymore.
No, they do not.
Right.
But you're still there.
You're still unemployed.
45 to 54 age people, 47% of you who are on unemployment stay there for almost a year. A lot of, all these people collecting. 35 to 44, you stay on unemployment about 40 weeks on average. If you're 25 to 34, you're on unemployment about 34 weeks. If you're 20 to 24 and you've been able to find a job, you get fired, you're usually off for about 24 weeks. If you're a teenager and you're unemployed, those statistics are really irrelevant because many of those kids are still in school. So here we have the baby boomer generation that doesn't seem to, when it wants to find a job, be able to find a job.
Mm-hmm.
So, your friend Doug Steffen has done a little research.
Oh, yeah?
Have a few examples of people who are in that age group who have been laid off or fired and have made the most of their talents. The Encore generation is what they're now being called, which I find pretty interesting. Instead of now the baby boomer generation, referring to me, us, people in this age bracket, Roberta, you and I anyway,
yeah,
not necessarily Richie, we are now the Encore generation, people who take new paths and change their lives for the better because they can't get a job. What do? They start on a different path. Most of the time, it's a business or maybe being involved in a couple of businesses. Here's a guy named Lee Stevens, who's 64, lives in Patchogue, New York, out on the island, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, out on the island, Suffolk County.
He was a retail banking manager, ran a Bank of America office for a long time, and he got fired. Or he got riffed because they changed the location of the office, and they knew that he wouldn't drive to the new office, so it was a convenient way to get rid of him. Again, remember, he's 64. So he spent his whole life in the banking business. But he's really loved being a chef at home. And part-time in his 30s, he took up yoga. So in his 40s, he started teaching yoga classes on the weekend. So what does he do now? He is a personal chef, works for a restaurant that has set aside a portion of their kitchen for these new, this is something, I think this is bigger in New York maybe than any place else, although I've heard that it's taken hold here in Los Angeles. Personal chefs are people that you call and say, okay, I want you to make me this, 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 and this, and it gets delivered to the house, right? Isn't that how it works, Roberta?
I guess so, yeah.
Pretty much?
Or they come to your house
and cook
in your house.
In your house.
Yeah.
One of the two.
Right. All right. So this guy, Monday through Friday, works for a wealthy couple, and on the weekend he teaches yoga. He said he has never been happier in his life.
Mm-hmm. Well, because you're in control of your own destiny at that point.
You know, part of this is, once you get to this age, you know what really interests you.
Yes, exactly.
And you know what you should be doing for a living. And once you're given that opportunity because of unemployment or whatever it is to follow that dream, you can actually go there. When you're 22, I mean, it happened with me. When I was 29, I was just like 28. I decided I'm just not having fun with this anymore.
Yep.
And I'm going to go be a rock star. And
you were lucky.
Here's where I landed. I was very lucky.
You were lucky.
Very lucky. I had no idea what this stuff was, and I loved
still don't.
It. Yeah, pretty much.
Here's 56-year-old.
I'm having fun, so who cares?
Well, exactly, and you're making a good living.
Right.
Dina Bennett lives in Walden, Colorado. She was a software marketing expert, worked her way up at HP, making $180,000 a year in sales. Guess what?
Gone.
We don't need you anymore. Out. What has she been doing with her life? She has a couple of grown children, lives by herself on a ranch in Walden, Colorado. She was able to learn at an early age how to ride and take care of horses. And so what she does now is take people on, in the Colorado Rockies, she takes people on horseback tours.
Hmm.
She had enough money to buy enough horses so that she can, now she started a little business. And during, you can imagine, certain times of the year, she does very, very well. 7 days a week for about 7 months of the year. She's out two tours a day, morning and afternoon, and she says she's making about as much as she did when she was working for HP. What's wrong with that story?
You know, it's funny. My wife just the other day was watching, she loves watching the cooking channels.
Yeah.
And they have some new show. I can't remember what show it is, but they have four chefs of restaurants competing with each other in some cooking competition.
Uh-huh.
And so they're introducing each one, and one of them is talking about his background. 10 years ago, he was a stockbroker.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And everything started going Dixie.
Yeah.
And his passion was cooking. So when he lost his job as a stockbroker, he went to work in a kitchen at some restaurant and became a chef. Now here he is 10 years later, head chef of a well-known restaurant and part of a national cooking show. You think about that in 10 years to be able to build that kind of career when you do a total 180.
That's a whole lot of hard work as well.
It sure is, yeah.
What do you want? Do you want to just rot? Or do you want to find something that you can do and survive and survive well?
If you're doing something you love, it will come.
But so what I'm saying with these examples, you can get fiddled and diddled at the old job, and you can go sit in a corner and suck your thumb, or you can do something intelligent as these people have done. Here's another example.
But you have to be committed. If you're not committed,
how do you survive if you're not committed?
Right.
You can't live off of the dole, be on the dole forever.
But a lot of people just think, Doug, you and I both know a lot of people who want to be in radio who just make a living.
Yep. Susan Turchin, 60 years old, lives in New York. She worked for Liz Claiborne. She's a fashion merchandising and sales expert. Good living. I don't know exactly what she makes, but I'm betting, Roberta, those people make a couple of hundred grand, 250 in New York doing a job like that, wouldn't you say?
Maybe a little less, but yeah, something like that.
Okay, so at 60, she's told by Liz Claiborne, see you later. What has she been doing?
Buyout.
That she likes? Yeah, she's got a buyout.
Right.
What has she been doing with her life on the weekend? Susan Turchin grew up in a religious family.
Mm-hmm.
Her father was a minister, and she, at the age of 40, went to a seminary, nights, weekends, and became a minister. So now, she has turned her part-time love of the church and ministering She has turned it into a full-time gig and has a church in west, north of the city, north. West, what's the
Westchester?
Westchester, thank
okay.
you. Okay. Yep. All right. So, I mean, she's not making a lot of money. What does a minister make? 50, 60 grand a year, maybe?
At
70
most,
grand?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. But she's doing something that she's loved for years, and so she can make a living. She may not be able to live high as she did when she was making three times that much money. But I can see, I'm looking at a picture of her. She has the most brilliant, wonderful smile on her face.
Mm-hmm.
Another example, quickly. A guy named Gus Kent, 65, from Palos Verdes, north of here in California. He was an executive with Boeing. Long time, 64. They said, you know what? You probably ought to retire. He said, I don't want to. They said, yeah, you do. So... That was the end of him. What's he doing now? His, one of his children had a learning disability. And he spent a lot of time. His child was deaf and something else was going on. But it was, you know, some serious problem. And
mm-hmm.
he went to school, got a master's degree, much like my son is doing, trying to help people, a social worker sort of a person. And now is working in a clinic for deaf children. He works with the families and the children themselves, teaching them how to cope, live, and love their lives. And he's having the time of his life. He says, I'll do this until I die. So how much money is he making? Probably, again, a third of what he was making
right.
when he was at Boeing. But you know what? He's a happy camper. So
yep.
rather than just the whole idea of this lesson here is to give you a few ideas. If you're in the Encore generation, you can find a new path. You can change your life. You can do it. You just have to think about what you've done with your life that you've loved to this point and turn it into something that will work for you. I would be willing to guarantee almost every time this works. You know people like this, Roberta? Richie, you know people
yep,
like this?
Absolutely. Sure. I was one of those people for
yeah,
a while.
Me too.
Yeah. Yep.
Right. And you're still lost. Roberta
yeah.
Passanelli with Richie
I'm
and Doug
lost.
At 11 before the hour.
Wrong
Good day.
Found.
Ever wonder how homicides are solved? Do you think about unsolved homicides believed to be the work of serial killers? A new series by Investigation Discovery, Dark Minds, explores unsolved serial homicides with a secret source, a convicted serial killer known as 13. He offers his expert opinion about potential motivations behind these cases, using personal experience to formulate theories. Featuring cases such as the infamous Green River Killer, Dark Minds brings fresh eyes to unsolved serial cases. Crime expert, author, and host, M. William Phelps.
What we do is reminiscent of Silence of the Lambs. With insight from a convicted serial killer, we hope to identify common threads, link crimes and victims, unearth new information, and build plausible theories to jog the public's memory and encourage viewers to bring forward new leads in cold cases.
Dark Minds premieres Wednesday, January 25th at 10 p.m. Eastern on Investigation Discovery.
Are we there yet?
Not yet.
You think we'll be there soon?
Mm-hmm.
We're not long.
When you head out on these long family road trips, you don't want to be in the car any longer than you need to. So I don't even start unless I've got the right guidance.
Turn left now.
I'm like that with taxes, too. TurboTax has a unique GPS feature that guides me step by step. It searches for every deduction and credit I deserve, which helps me know it's done right and gets me to my maximum refund, guaranteed.
Try it online now at TurboTax.com. Choose easy. Money back guarantee details at TurboTax.com.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.
Thank you.
iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is awesome. Paul Newman.
Comes in colors pink and pleasant.
Quick, Chucker, what's the name of the movie this comes from?
Cool Hand Luke.
One of the great classic Paul Newman movies.
What we got here
is a failure to communicate.
Some men you just can't reach.
All right, so all three of those characters, Newman, Strother Martin, and George Kennedy, really got a leg up on this. This was a very important movie for all three of those guys, in fact. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would. And by the way, for fans of Blu-ray, The Sting will be coming to the format this year.
Oh, that'd be good.
Oh, wow.
First, I understood what Blu-ray was. Do I even have the ability to
Blu-ray
play it?
Is DVD... been
it's
really,
high,
really
it's
high desk.
It's a high-definition desk, 1080, and it really... It looks great.
Really?
Very impressive.
So how big a screen do you have in order to appreciate it?
Your TVs would work.
Your choice.
Yeah, okay. All right, so Cool Hand Luke is how we get started with the movie music. That's how we get every one of our Movie Moments episodes started. Chuck Curry is here, the editor of the blog Entertainment Today and Beyond, does a superb job of covering what's out in the video world, DVD world. Basically, what's on a screen is part of his purview, and he writes about it all the time. You can check him out. Go to DougStephan.com, see Chucker's picture in the contributors box. Click on that, and you'll go right to Entertainment Today and Beyond for his areas of expertise. Let's get to our movie quiz today. This is one of the most interesting movies. It was almost, never mind almost, it was way ahead of its time. I'll give you that much of a hint. It was number one during this week in 1964. Another hint, and here's the first piece of audio that's yet another hint.
I will not go down in history as the greatest mass murderer since Adolf Hitler.
Perhaps it might be better, Mr. President, if you were more concerned with the American people than with your image in the history books.
I love that guy.
All right. What about it, Chucker? You got it figured out?
Yeah.
I don't know the movie, though.
800-510-8255. Know the movie? Never won before in Movie Moments. Call that number when you figure it out. Here's our second audio clue.
That second voice, Doug?
Second
was
voice.
Actually hit by a car last week while riding his bike. Yeah. And was in the hospital overnight. And It went rampant on the
internet. Okay.
Yeah, it went rampant on the internet that he had died or was close to death, but then he was home within an hour or so.
I'm going to get your money for you. But if you don't get the President of the United States on that phone, you know what's going to happen to you?
What?
You're going to have to answer to the Coca-Cola company.
This is another great movie. It was opportunity for lots of big stars. Would you agree with that, Chucker?
Yes, it was.
Yep. Okay, last clip.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
Yeah, there are so many big stars in this movie, but it was a strange movie. 800.
Yeah, I know it.
510. I'm so subtle. 800-510-8255. Number one movie during this week in 1964. Chucker has movie news right after this on Good Day.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage, and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short, and we lower your monthly payment. The rate today in an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com. The Quicken Loans Yorgage. Everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Individual results may vary. Call for additional cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
All right, Chucker, what's in the movie news department today?
According to reports that broke last night, Steven Spielberg is nearing a deal with Warner Brothers to direct a epic Moses film titled Gods and Kings. Reportedly, the movie will have a very gritty feel to it, something similar to Saving Private Ryan. Just for the record, I'm having a revival in my local theater of The Ten Commandments on April 1st.
We'll come to
that. I love that. I love that movie.
Great movie.
Other news, the three stars of The Hangover, Bradley Cooper, Zach Galifianakis, and Ed Helms reportedly banding together to negotiate a $15 million apiece upfront deal against back-end fees for a third installment of their Hangover franchise.
Wow.
Studio wants to begin filming shortly. They're going to get the money. There's no doubt about it. The second one was a huge, huge hit.
Yeah.
And buzz continues to be terrific leading up to Friday's opening of the Liam Neeson adventure film, The Gray.
Yeah.
Neeson currently filming the sequel to Taken also.
All right, Bob in St. Augustine. What's the name of that movie?
Dr. Strangelove, how I love to stop war and love the bomb.
You got it, sir. Slim.
Long range.